Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Hopefully you guys are having a fantastic day. The weather is beautiful outside. You want to know how I know? My allergies start acting up. For those of you that got the seasonal allergies, you know when it's Claritin season outside, when it's Allegra season outside, and I'm here to tell you that Allegra season is it is firmly here, at least at Casa de Carrington. All right, Rob, let's talk about this. And I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer about the Royals. I know how sometimes you guys get very sensitive to the stats, but we got to talk about the stats. Baseball is a numbers game. Rob, did you know that if you date back to last September, in the Royals' last 66 regular season games, they have scored 157 runs. 157. So we're talking about a team that this team has not scored a whole lot over the last two and a half months or so. You're not consistently giving yourself a chance with the offense that they have. I mean, the number to me seems very, very simple. In a lot of ways. I mean, the Royals, when they score four or more runs, they are 15-1 this season. When they score fewer than four runs, they are 9-17 this season. We have a lot of conversation about the Royals, and we should. The question we should ask ourselves at the beginning of every single day is, are they going to score enough today? Because if the Royals are going to score enough and they're going to give you 5-6 runs, we don't really need to spend too much time worrying about them. That is a game that the numbers tell you they are more than likely going to win. But this weekend, when you're going up against a team as good as the Boston Red Sox and their offense was the story of all three games that they had, that's how you lose a tough, well-played series against a really good baseball team. That's why we led the show with, and I maintain, at some point the Royals are just going to have to do something that doesn't feel good. They're going to have to trade a Michael Wacha. They're going to have to trade a Michael Lorenzen. They're going to have to give up something very, very valuable to fill the one hole that they have. Their pitching is phenomenal. Their bullpen, very, very good. You don't trust this team to consistently score 3 and 4 runs. And that just puts you behind the eight ball. That just damages your margin of error. It puts you in a spot where you need your rotation to be perfect game in, game out. And that's really, really difficult to do against the better teams in baseball. Sure, you can do it against the Rockies. You can do that against the White Sox. You can do it against a team that's struggling right now in the on the Orioles, a team that's offense is near where yours is. If you're going to go up against a team like the Red Sox that's top eight in offense the way that they were, you just can't expect to beat them if you're going to score four runs over the weekend.
I think there is a glass half full approach to that stat. If you are the kind of person who hears that stat and thinks we're being Debbie Downer, super negative, Buzz Killington, whatever term you want to use. Man, the Royals are 15-1 and they score four. Four is not an astronomical number. Four is not something that's like, oh man, it's hard to attain in baseball. The reason they are so good when they get to four is their pitching is incredible. And I feel like through the ups, through the downs, through the waves of a baseball season, we are going to come to one conclusion this year at the Royals. Their pitching and both the starting staff and the bullpen is A+. And they have a rotation and a bullpen that will keep you in every game. And frankly, the fact that they are winning any games, or I know 9-17 is bad, but the fact they have 9 wins when they can't get to 4 is also a testament to their bullpen and to their pitching staff. The Royals just feel like they need another bat. Probably 2, if we're being honest. We all love Michael Massey, but he's not hitting the level we expect him this year, and they just don't have corner outfielders. They don't have it. So their pitching is keeping them in games. Through the ebbs and flows, one thing that I will continue to say on this show is they have elite pitching, and elite pitching will keep you in the race forever. And it shows in that 4-run stat. 15-1 with 4 runs is a testament to pitching just as much hitting. You just have to get to 4, and the question before every game is going to be, can they? The Royals, you look at the tonight, Michael Walker is one of the better pitchers in baseball. You figure he's going to hold the Astros down pretty good. Can the Royals lineup get to 4? They didn't really get to 4 a lot when they were playing the Astros in Kansas City. What, last weekend? They won multiple games 2-0? Like, I don't know they have the offense to get to 4 tonight, but I know that Michael Walker is going to give them a chance because that's how good he's been.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT calling up Cags is sounding a lot smarter lately. This is not a statement off of how good I think that Cags will be or won't be, so don't take it that way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boy, if you're saying that the Royals offense is counting on a 21, 22-year-old who has never played Major League Baseball to come up and save their offense, they got bigger problems than that. Now, if he is part of the solution, sure. That's why I'm advocating they got to go get somebody else. If you were telling me it's Cags plus a proven Major League bat, then sure, absolutely. But if you were telling me that the only change to their offense is potentially going to be a 22-year-old who has never played at this level, and the plan is to put him at sixth and think that he is the bat that could potentially get you over the hump, I think that is a conversation that we need to be having about next year and not this year. What if Cags comes up and just struggles a little bit, or it takes him 50, 60 games to kind of get the hang of things? I mean, we're talking about coming up and playing Major League Baseball. So let me put this into a numbers perspective for you, because we're talking about 4 runs. It is the difference in you being 17th in offense and where the Royals are in 26th. That puts you near average. I mean, that's what it is. If the Royals scored 4 runs a game on average, they'd be close to average. But right now, you're 26th. I mean, the teams that have scored fewer runs than the Royals are the Rangers, the White Sox, the Rockies, and the Pirates. I mean, we're talking about the White Sox and the Rockies are 2 of the worst teams in the league. The Pirates are okay. And the Rangers. Like, these are not good baseball teams. So, I'm with you. The question for the Royals every day is just simple. Are they going to be able to generate enough offense? That you're right, Rob. No one is saying that the Royals need to be in the 5 mark. I mean, if you scored 5 runs a game, you'd be top 5 offensively. You'd be the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs. Nobody is saying you need to be in that category. You need to find a way to get closer to the middle. And if you can find a way to get to where Cleveland is offensively, where Washington is, where Houston is, the team they are going to play this weekend or this week in a 3-game series, if you could just get towards the middle, it makes you a very, very dangerous team in the Major League Baseball postseason. And I'm just coming to the fact that I don't know if all the pieces that they need to get there are in-house. I think at some point you're going to have to go outside the nest. At some point you're going to have to go outside the organization to find that stimulus to try to help get you somewhere toward the middle of the pack.
You know what's really damning about that 26 number? And it's the company you keep with Royals offense. You look at the teams beneath them. The White Sox were one of the worst teams in baseball. The Rockies have fired their manager. The Pirates have fired their manager and their hitting coach. Like, the teams beneath the Royals offensively. And the Rangers fired their hitting coach recently, too. And the Rangers have high expectations. People in the bottom are getting run. It is those teams are saying, status quo isn't good enough, and people are being fired. Now, I'm not advocating for Alex Zumwalt, the Royals' hitting coach, to be fired. I do not believe that at this point. But the company the Royals are keeping are the White Sox just don't have talent, and the other 3 teams have all made personnel and coaching changes because they're not hitting. So that's kind of the next step for the Royals. I don't think it's CAG. I think the next step is maybe we get an alert one day that so-and-so gets canned because that's what the teams that aren't scoring are doing right now in Major League Baseball.
You're right. And, I mean, this offensive problem, I mean, it has honestly been since the end of last season. The Royals have just not consistently got to that point offensively where they can be somewhere near league average.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.